does the team struggle so much on the road?
Can't answer that. I mean, games happen.
Lack of preparation, or is it a mental thing?
Preparation hasn't changed. It's just guys have to play their best football. Just what happened, that hasn't happened on the road. I mean, we struggled at home last Saturday, so, I mean, that happens. It's football.
You've been on teams that have won on the road here at Iowa. What's the difference?
I don't know. There is no difference. I mean, we haven't changed what we do. There's no difference. I can't see there being a difference between why we're not winning and why we have.
It seems like you've been in the fourth quarter of all these games. It's just a matter of maybe not finishing that final fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, we've been in it. You know, clearly we're finishing it. We just have to start out. We have to complete a game, you know, play every quarter, every minute very well. You know, there's been a little inconsistency in that show.
He's been pretty successful with a quarterback rotation. What type of challenge does that present for you, having to get ready for a runner and a thrower, like two separate guys?
We've been in that position before, and we just had to continue to watch film and learn and prepare for that. And coaches give us the schemes, and we'll execute that.
The team's been good at bouncing back from adversity, 3-0 after defeats. Last week was probably the toughest one of the year. Is this one a little bit tougher to get over, or is there any common thread in it?
You had to get over any defeat, any win, regardless. They still have another game to play. Still have two more guaranteed to play, so we had to make sure we prepared our best for this upcoming game and make sure we move on from there.
Do you feel the clock ticking on your senior season here?
Don't think about it. Just had to, you know, take it day by day.
What do you have left to kind of prove yet in the last few weeks?
Just continue to do whatever I'm supposed to do. I mean, I just don't know what there is to prove. I mean,
as a team, though, I mean, is it important to
To come together and, like I said, you know, to play that full game?
There are as many as 10 teams out of the Big Ten could be bowl eligible. How good is this conference top to bottom when you look at all the competition?
Well, that's the key word, competition. You know, guys are constantly knocking each other off, and that's just a testament to the level of competition in the conference.
Does it, I don't know if worry is the right word, but, you know, there are only 8 Big Ten bowls, and there could be 10 Big Ten teams. Do you guys feel like you got to win one more just to make sure that you get that extra game?
We have to win one more because we want to win one more, and that's what we're preparing to do, is to win one more. And then the next week, we're preparing to win that next game. So that's just how we approach every week. We don't think about any of the other stuff.
Last year after the team had gotten eliminated from the Big Ten race, it seemed like there was a bit of a let-up at the Minnesota game in particular. Is it tough when you lose one of those big goals, like winning a Big Ten championship, to kind of refocus and reset things?
Clearly it is. You know, it's just like it's tough when you come off a very big win. You have to maintain your poise, maintain your grit, your integrity, and continue to move on forward. That way, you know, you don't let the little things creep in that'll come back and bite you pretty badly later.
Is that the message that I guess that you relayed to your teammates after that game on Saturday?
That's what we're doing. You know, he's got the 24-hour rule, and then looking forward to Purdue this week.
What's your mindset going into these last two games?
Well, what I've been saying the whole time is just focusing on going into this game. You know, coach is going to give us the schemes. We just had to execute it and get better every day.
Having just gone through your senior day, you're going to be playing two teams that will be having their senior day the next 2 weeks. Can that be a bit of a distraction when you've got all that stuff going on around a game like this?
No, it's not something that you think about.
Have you done any Norm stories you could share that are G-rated?
I don't.
Your first encounters with him, maybe? Practice field?
I mean, he rides around.
Moments of wisdom from him?
Lots of moments of wisdom. You know, I've grown a lot from listening to what he's had to say. He definitely has his humorous side, but Coach Parker, he gets his point across, and he does a heck of a job developing, you know, kids and the young men.